Sitting in my tent sewing, I heard some men cutting wood up a hill behind us. One of them called out to another, "Look out not to let any sticks roll that way. There's a woman and child in that tent." "Aye, aye, we won't frighten them," was the reply, all spoken in pleasant, respectful tones. A number of miners passed every morning and afternoon to and from their work, but none of them stared obtrusively. One, I observed, looked at Mary with interest a time or two, but did not stop, till one day I happened to be walking with her near the door, when he paused, bowed courteously, and said, "Excuse me, madam, may I speak to the little girl? We see so few ladies and children in California, and she is about the size of a little sister I left at home." "Certainly," I said, leading her towards him. His gentle tones and pleasant words easily induced her to shake hands and talk with him. He proved to be a young physician, who had not long commenced practice at home when the news of gold discovery in California induced him to seek El Dorado, hoping thus to secure more speedily means of support for his widowed mother and the younger members of his family. His partner in work was a well-educated lawyer, and another of their party was a scientist who had been applying his knowledge of geology and mineralogy in exploring, and had lately returned from a few miles south with a report so favorable they intended in a day or two to go and make a claim on his newly discovered ground. Here, then, was a party of California miners, dressed in the usual mining attire and carrying pick, shovel, and pans to and from their work, who yet were cultured gentlemen.